At this time, I'd like to invite Robert Reichel up to give a witness about our scouting program.
Thank you, William. Good morning. Before we start, I'd like you to raise your hand if you were either in Scouts as a youth, involved as an adult, and that includes Girl Scouts, please.
I'm here.
There you are. Very good. Wow. What an impact Scouts has had in this room, in this church, and on this in this world. At FUMC, this ministry is sponsored, the Boy Scout ministry is sponsored by United Methodist Men and is alive and well. This year, the Cub Scout Pack is comprised of 83 first through fifth grade boys and 28 adult leaders. The Boy Scout troop is comprised of 91 sixth through 12th grade boys and has 61 adult leaders. And then the Venture Crew is comprised of 21 boys and girls. Yes, girls are in Boy Scouts through the Venture Crew. So we have 21 of those youth and 14 adult leaders. Now I'd like to take a moment to share with you my journey through Scouts and what a blessing it has been for me. My son and I joined Cub Scouts as first-year Tigers. I say joined because although I was in Cub Scouts, I was a one-year Wolf guy, so if you were a Wolf, go Wolves. And so that was a real blessing for me. My son and I, through the years, we participated in all the different activities, Pinewood Derby, Space Derby, Rain Gutter Regatta, Estes Rocket Day at Bond Park, and of course, camping. Camping was a special blessing. We not only had the opportunity to hang out with the boys, but also their families. During these campouts, many family bonds were formed. One of my fondest memories from camping was getting up early each morning before everyone else and restarting the fire. There was a certain peace in this, and everyone appreciated being able to warm up next to the fire in the cold mornings. When we got to Boy Scouts, I began to step away and let my son do more on his own. As he progressed through the various ranks and eventually obtained Eagle, he moved on to Venture Crew. In Venture Crew, he had the opportunity to participate in some of the high-adventure activities they do. These activities included caving, trail biking, river rafting, just to name a few. Now that my son is in college, the blessing of his, or I should say our, scouting experience is continuing. This past November, the North Carolina State Crew, this is different than the scouting crew, this is a Christian organization crew on NC State's campus, decided to do an overnight camping trip at Lake Kerr, or Kerr Lake. That night, the temperature went down to about 20 degrees. After the campout, I sat down with my son to see how the campout went. I first asked him, out of the 20 people that went, how many had gone camping before? And he said, not many. I asked him, with people knowing you were a scout, they turned to you for help, and he smiled at me and said, yes. He helped set up tents, started the fire, and helped cook the food. Then I asked him, if he got up early before everyone else and restarted the fire, he smiled at me and said, yes. If either you or your scout are interested in getting involved with Scouts, please contact the church front office and talk to Karen Chaveau. She has three boys, two that have gone through scouting and one, Jack, is still going through it, and she'll be able to let you know what the next steps are. Thank you.
I can't think of anything better to do than to invest in the life of a young person, and one of the ways you can do that is through the scouting ministries. So perhaps God is calling you to get involved in whatever level you feel comfortable. My brother was in Boy Scouts, and I can definitely tell you this. It changed his life. It took a fellow who was doubtful about his gifts, helped encourage him to be positive and to have a good attitude. And my brother went on to become an Eagle Scout and to teach chemistry at West Point, to become a leader. And I know that we can trace it all the way back to the time that people began to give them their time to help him develop little skills that would give him self-confidence. That was done through scouting. As we pass the peace at this time, I want you to give your most official scouting handshake to someone. Okay? Let us stand and give our most official scouting handshake.